This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden promised Thursday the United States will sharply increase its engagement around the world during his White House tenure, ending what he contended was, quote, 4 years of neglect and abuse, end quote, of foreign relations by former President Donald Trump. Mr. Biden declared at the State Department in his first major foreign policy address as president, quote, American alliances are our greatest assets, end quote. He called for Yemen's warring factions to end their conflict, but experts said Friday that a real solution appears out of reach. The grinding six-year war in Yemen has killed tens of thousands and left millions with nowhere to live, triggering what the United Nations calls the world's worst humanitarian disaster. An advisor to Donald Trump says the former president will not testify under oath in next week's Senate impeachment trial. AP's Jackie Quinn.
House impeachment managers want to get Donald Trump on the record discussing his role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol that left five people dead, since his lawyers refute that he incited insurrection. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Most powerful evidence, his own words incriminate him.
Trump allies like Senator Lindsey Graham call the offer to testify a stunt.
It's just a nightmare for the country to do this. You know, this is just a political showboat move.
Trump advisor Jason Miller contends the Senate trial, which starts Tuesday, is an unconstitutional proceeding because Trump is no longer in office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A fiercely divided U.S. House of Representatives tossed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off both her committees Thursday, an unprecedented punishment that Democrats said she'd earned by spreading hateful and violent conspiracy theories. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Speaker of Democratic Republic of Congo's Senate, Alexis Thambwe Mwamba, tendered his resignation Friday, according to a letter seen by AFP. In the latest move to sideline allies of former President Joseph Kabila, in a letter to the Senate's Supervisory Bureau, the former speaker said, quote, trust no longer exists between a group of senators and myself, end quote, referring to plans by a majority of legislators to file a censure motion against him. Defying the possibility of arrest and reprisals from Myanmar's new military rulers, protesters against this week's coup openly demonstrated Friday, rejecting the takeover and calling for the release of the country's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. In the main city, Yangon, an estimated 200 teachers and protesters held signs supporting civil disobedience and flashed the three-fingered salute, signifying resistance that has become popular with anti-government protesters in neighboring Thailand. China on Friday warned off a U.S. warship sailing near contested islands in the South China Sea, Beijing said, the first such encounter made public since the inauguration of President Joe Biden. Beijing's military said in a statement the USS John McCain entered China's disputed Paracel Islands waters without permission of the Chinese government. The People's Liberation Army, quote, organized naval and air forces to track, monitor, and warn off, end quote, the warship, the Chinese military said. Johnson & Johnson is asking federal regulators to clear its COVID-19 vaccine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Unlike the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, this one is just a single dose, an easier-to-use option in the virus fight. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine does not seem quite as effective as the two-dose versions, but preliminary results from a massive study show it offers strong protection against moderate to severe COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration's independent advisors will publicly debate the vaccine's data in 3 weeks before making a recommendation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Japanese company, NEC Corporation, has invented a facial recognition system that verifies people even when they're wearing face masks. The system, which can be used at security gates, takes less than 1 second to identify people wearing masks. The company claims a verification accuracy rate of over 99.9%. A spokesperson for NEC said the company had already been working on the system before the virus outbreak due to certain demands in Japan, where people wear masks in their daily lives for a wide range of purposes. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.